just makes sense that Roberts Plumbing is a proud sponsor of Can Do Radio, because when it comes to your plumbing, we can do. Call 770-534-2373 today.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we are talking about those trips where you're trying to really hit a couple of cities in a short amount of time. Maybe you have a week's vacation and you want to see two great cities, and you know, the whole time that you're on this vacation, and you split it up. So Doc Bill, we just did something like that. Marjorie, Nicole, and I, well, we split up our time that we had for a week between Palm Springs and Vegas.
Did you bring any money back from Las Vegas?
Nicole did. She won something.
Okay.
She won $3.
How much did you spend?
$1.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. We thought so. She certainly thought so. I think that was her first time really gambling. So to win, she seems like lady luck or something. Now, sitting in with me today is, of course, is Doc Bill, and also my sister Marjorie, because she was on this road trip with me. So welcome back to the show, Marjorie.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Now, we just talked about that fantastic time that we had in Palm Springs, and talking about that pool, I'm actually ready to jump back in a pool. But we did a little bit of pool time in Vegas as well. But the first thing that we did was Nicole drove around to give you kind of a tour of the city. What did you think? What was your first impression of Vegas?
Well, I was very impressed because, again, Vegas is a pretty big-sized city right in the middle of the desert, and just the road trip driving in and seeing all the mountains and the landscape, and then getting to Vegas and seeing all the buildings and seeing that, oh, this is a normal city, even though it's in the middle of the desert, and that the Las Vegas that people have in their mind when you say Las Vegas, the Strip, is just part of a bigger city.
It really is, because you do think, you're right, you absolutely think that, you know, Vegas is a strip and that's what Vegas is. But we actually drove around and saw quite a bit of also the downtown part of Vegas, which is quite different from the strip.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite different from there. Now, Doc Bill, you've been to Vegas. Did you go on the strip?
I saw the strip from a distance, but I haven't really spent that much time in Vegas.
Well, one of the first things that we did was we checked into our hotel, and we were staying at the Bellagio. So, Margie, what was your first impression going into one of these Las Vegas hotels? Because they are definitely not your average hotel.
Shock and awe, because there were people moving and going about, and everybody had looks of wonder on their faces. And just to look up at the ceiling and see all of the beautiful glass work and to see the sea motif, I think I probably looked like a deer in the head. What's that expression? A deer,
yeah,
in the headlights?
Deer in the headlights, yeah.
Mm-hmm, because it was so much to see.
Well, it's amazing, because I think when you first come to Vegas, if you have not seen those hotels that are just so fantastic like that, with all of the murals that are drawn on the walls and the ceiling, and as you mentioned, you know, all of the beautiful glass work that you find there at the Bellagio by the artist Chihuly, I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it's really unbelievable almost in some cases. So, mm-hmm. But we had a chance to do something that I think is definitely a destination thing to do when you go to Vegas, and that is go to the chocolate fountain that you can find right there at one of the chocolate stores in the Bellagio. What did you think of that?
I was amazed by that, too, because there was just chocolate flowing down like a stream or a brook or something, with how water just flows through.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate was flowing through in that way, and at some points, the flow was so steady, it didn't look like it was moving, but it was, because you could see it as it was pooling and cycling back around to keep the flow continuous and moving. Just shock and awe again.
Well, Doc Bill, I think you would really love that. I mean, when you go to Vegas with me, that's going to be the first place that I take you, is for you to see that, because I know you really love chocolate.
Yeah, particularly chocolate with nuts.
Yeah, well, you can get that there because although they have that display of the chocolate flowing, as Margie just described, I mean, there's a little bit of every kind of chocolate and every kind of confectionery that you can find there. They also make cakes at that particular shop, but that is definitely what I would call a destination. And Margie, you also mentioned the seascape that was there. The Bellagio changes that lobby exhibit every season, so we happen to catch it with the seascape. But I've been there sometimes when they have a really fantastic fall exhibit, as well as winter. So that is another attraction when you're in Vegas. If you're not staying at the Bellagio, that's definitely one of the places to check out. But I know you and Nicole really like Caesar's Palace.
We did. We went back another day because, you know, you weren't there quite as long as Nicole and I were there. So we had an opportunity to go back and visit Caesar's Palace a second time, and we actually found that one area that was closed the night that the three of us were there was open that evening, that it was just Nicole and I, and we saw an even bigger area for eating and shopping. We were just amazed at how much there was to see and do and places to eat and go.
Well, you know, one of the things I find just fantastic that, again, would be almost another destination thing, a reason why you would go to the Caesar's Palace, is you're absolutely right about the Forum shops that are there, the Appian Way shops. I mean, when you talk about luxury, those all the luxury brands are there. And actually, that shopping area that you're speaking about has been voted the best shopping area in Las Vegas in 2015 by the In Vegas magazine. And also, too, it is known as the shopping wonder of the world. I mean, there's so many great shops there. But what I really like was that huge statue of David. I mean, that was just amazing to see that right there in the middle in the foyer there. It was fantastic.
Yeah, the statues, and even when you walk out into the area where the pools are, you just really get this feeling of Rome and the Roman-esque feeling of all of the things that you see, the way the water flows into the pool. It was very Roman-like.
That's true. That's very true. But now my highlight, I have to add this because you're right, I did have to leave a little bit earlier than you and Nicole, but the highlight for me of the whole 48 hours that we were there was the Blue Man Show. I mean, I love the Blue Man Show. They've been doing this show for 25 years, and it was three friends right out of college that started this group, and it's all about rhythms and sounds and colors. I mean, they do the paint splashes while they're drumming, and it's just really a colorful show. What did you think of it? Did you like it?
I did like it. I did not know what to expect because you and Nicole had the experience of the Blue Men before. So you all knew a little bit of what to expect, so you all didn't tell me anything, and that was good. But like you said, with the paint and all of the different things that really involved the audience, so it was not just a show that you sit back and watch. You actually get involved and you participate. So when the streams of paper were flying over the audience and we were reaching for it, and it was just an exciting time.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of people, as you mentioned, have enjoyed the show. They have performed in 15 countries with over 35 million people having seen the show. So it's definitely a dynamic show. Put that on top of your list. And, you know, of course, people love to go to Vegas to go to the Cirque du Soleil shows. My only suggestion for that is that if you're going and want to see a Cirque show, that you book that ahead of time. So that's not one of those little impromptu things that you can do on a 48-hour trip and think that you're going to just get in. You got to do that ahead of time. And, of course, there's strolling the Strip. We did that. I love going and driving by all of the wedding chapels. So there's a lot of things that you can pile into a visit to Las Vegas for only 48 hours. I'm ready to go back again.
Well, I'm definitely planning my next trip. You know, I said that to you and Nicole before we left, that I'm already thinking forward and just getting ready for my next trip so I can have a fabulous room to sleep and rest and relax and food to eat
and do the
go
whole
to
thing.
The pool. Absolutely.
Absolutely. We had a great time. Now, you guys sit tight because we've come down to the end of this segment. And as you can see, we had a fantastic 48 hours in Las Vegas. And when we come back, Doc Bill and I are going to talk about our fantastic 48 hours in Vermont. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Back in a minute.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be love.